Welcome to the Croft & Weir Podcast, the only podcast that's simultaneously right on time and just off the mark. I'm your host, Jack Schieffer. Cross country season has been firing on all cylinders for a while now. They've done very well at each meet, with the girls winning 5 meets and getting runner-up at districts, and the boys winning 1 meet and then being somewhere in the upper echelon of the others. This episode is being recorded before state occurs, but will be released after, so we don't know the results for that yet, but we do know how people did at districts. For girls, Cecilia Wortman led the team getting second, then it was Sophia Wortman in 9th and Hudson Stout in 10th. Those three qualified the whole team for state. Not far behind Hudson in 12th place was Riley Arnes, and then Emily Gunther rounded out the group in 24th. For boys, the whole team unfortunately did not make state, but individually, Caden Arnes finished in 9th and Charlie Steffen got 11th. Both of them will compete in Kearney as well. Whew, what an intro. Coming up, there's a quick 13-minute interview with two seniors, Grant and Tyler, and I had a wonderful interview with Sophia, Cecilia, and Hudson. So, enjoy this episode. Hello, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Grant.
I'm Tyler.
Yay, cross country. So, you guys are both seniors. Tyler, This is your first year in cross country, right?
Second?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I want to compare here. Grant, what role do you take as a senior in cross country as a whole? What are some of your not jobs but responsibilities in a way as a senior?
It's kind of my job to make sure everybody stays motivated to like keep going throughout the year and just be Mr. Doerr's little helper sometimes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Tyler, do you think that you have the same sort of responsibilities as your average senior if you've only been in it for 2 years?
Well, yes and no, but I don't know, not 100%, but I think it's still my job to help out with that, You know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Just general question. Why are you in it? It's running. What?
Well, I feel like it's mostly just the people in it and the environment, and then just the feeling you get like after you complete a hard practice or a race.
The runner's heart is the best.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, why are you in there?
Well, I did it last year because Zach and Eddie, But people assume I'm just on it because of a female.
Oh, yeah?
Which isn't 100% true.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I enjoy it, but people say, like, no, he's lying.
What do you enjoy about it, though? What are little bits? What's the best part?
I don't know, probably, well, the meets are fun. Getting out of school is fun. And, like, after the meets and all that.
I feel like the reason that I joined was, well, I did it in junior high because my older sister did it in high school. And she was like, you're doing this. And I was like, okay. And then I mostly decided to do it in high school just because I wanted to stay in shape, but I'm not, like, physical enough for football. I don't like hitting people.
Don't like running into people?
For fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So cross country's for all the nerds who don't do football?
The ones that want to stay in shape.
Oh. Hey. don't look at me like that.
Now that I think about it, one of the biggest reasons that I'm still in it, well, because I've wanted to quit before, like sophomore and junior year.
Really?
But the reason I keep doing it is because I feel like I'd be letting myself down, and I just want to keep improving myself, like that next step, because like, this year, I know for sure, like, every race that I ran, I had a course best.
Really?
Yeah.
Kudos. Well, you are, like, 6 inches taller, so that probably helps.
That probably helps, but...
helps a little bit. What does this season say about future years? You guys are both seniors, so it probably doesn't really matter to you guys. But this season's success, ? What does it say about how the program is going as a whole in a bigger picture type thing?
I feel like I don't really know, like, which freshmen they're going to get if any, even. But hopefully Brecken does it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really Brecken well is pretty good.
Yeah, he's, like, winning junior high meets and wants to do football.
Oh. And
we're like, you're not doing football. But I feel like with people making it to state this year and them getting to experience it will help them become the leaders that they need to be to help motivate the rest of the team. So next year and in future years, the whole team can qualify.
Another question. How important is Mr. Door to the team?
You got this,
Tyler,
one.
You got it? I don't know. I guess he's pretty important. He cares a lot about the sport and a lot about us. So,
what does that do? How does that rub off on the team? What is that?
Well, I'd say it does. Because, like, we know that he cares about us. And, I don't know, you know. You know.
You know.
Mr. Door definitely gives up a lot of his own, like, time and energy to make sure that we are becoming the best that we can be. And he always tells us to eat a lot, drink a lot, sleep a lot.
Hydrate before you dehydrate.
Even if we don't always do that, he's always getting on us to try to make sure that we're the best that we can be. And he's just a really big motivation for everyone. Like Charlie has said that whenever he's running in a race, every time he goes past Mr. Door and Mr. Door is just like yelling at him, like, let's go, Charlie. It like, that's the motivation that he needs to do as well as he does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You jump in back. You mentioned, good cough. You mentioned in talking about why you're in cross country, you said that got to push yourself and stuff like that. You at the district meet, you got done running and you passed out. Did you full pass out?
No, but I couldn't use my legs.
You fell over. It counts. So
I also couldn't see straight.
That's exactly. That's a common factor in a lot of cross country people's mentality is like, you know, if I'm running at the, you told me before the meet, if I'm in the final bit and I can still see, I'm not going hard enough or something like that.
I think I said, if I'm not crying by the end of the race, I didn't try hard enough.
Exactly. There's those sort of extreme mentalities when it comes to cross country. How do you push yourself to that measure of running until you can't, you know, running until you're jumbled in the brain? How do you do that? What kind of self-control and self-pushing, for lack of a better term, how do you work towards that and how do you achieve that?
I really don't know. I just push myself to the point where, like, I want to quit at practices and then, well, on the harder ones, I just, so then when I get to the race, I know I can do it. And I feel like I've just ran enough races to know, like, you're going to finish. It's going to suck the entire time. But if you give up, you're just going to hate yourself after. So, and usually it's like the first mile is just like, yeah, I got to go. I got to start strong. And then the second, for me at least, between the first and second miles, it's like more just, yeah, I'm going to pass this person. And then I'm just going to maintain and then catch up to this next group on the downhill or something like that. And then by in between the second and third mile, I just already feel dead. And I'm like, I'm almost there. I just have a little more than a mile.
Gotta get there.
And then for the final stretch, the part where I'm like actually just like dying, I'm just like, I'm this close. The sooner I'm done,
the sooner I can get watermelon.
Yeah, the quicker I run, the sooner I'm done. And I just, yeah, try to beat people.
You just push for that?
Yeah.
Wow. A runner's mentality. Tyler, to get you to say some words.
Yeah.
What have you what have you learned in 2 years of cross country? What things have changed for you? Completely different worldview, I'm sure. But what have you learned about cross country, and what have you learned about running?
Well, what I've learned about running is that basically, like in a race, like in that practices, Mr. Dora always tells us to find our pace. Mm-hmm. And like what you're most comfortable with. But at meets, he tells us basically find that pace and then like go out of your comfort zone and like, you know, go hard and mm-hmm. do our best and everything. And then basically for, I don't know, I'd say don't start out really, really fast in the first mile.
Save a little bit.
Because you will be dying by the second and third mile from experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Battle Creek, that. I PR'd, God. Though. Course best, though.
Course best. I did that at districts.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my... Sorry if you were talking.
No, you're good.
My first mile was 10 seconds faster than my time mile was during the summer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was like 3 seconds behind Charlie in the first mile. And then... I felt like I was going to pass out before the second mile. So I feel like if I would have paced myself a little bit better during the first mile, I could have done better, but I don't know.
You know, that's okay. You done good. How does it feel? This will be the final question, so I can put you out of your misery. But how does it feel after? How does it feel being done with your senior season? Real vague. Tyler?
I don't know. It's kind of like, oh, you don't realize it. Like, you know, since, like, it's state, and then, like, I'm done running.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and then Grant, well, you are too, Grant.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, yeah, I wish I would have made it to state, like, you know, and, like, you know, did, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But
you do know.
And then it's, I don't know, you just... I guess it hasn't kicked in yet.
Hasn't hit you yet?
No.
It's kind of nice to be like...
And it is kind of nice to be done.
Just done with it.
Just relax.
Yeah, I don't have to go to practice after school every day.
That's why you go to the gym and get buff.
Oh, yeah.
With Jag.
But I feel like most days, or some days at least, I just... didn't have any motivation at all to run, and then it was just a bad practice.
Yeah.
But now, I feel like I'm probably gonna continue to run at least a little bit, but that's just because I'm only gonna do it when I feel like doing it, and, like, there's nothing forcing me, so I know that if I'm gonna do it, it's just gonna be because I want to, and I want to keep improving myself. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to miss it? Miss cross country?
I
don't know, yes and...
I don't know.
Yes and no, but...
I'm going to miss...
Go miss Mirador.
Mirador.
Yeah, Mirador.
Mr. Dor.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mr. Dor.
You're not dead.
Stop laughing.
Okay, cool. Do you want to introduce yourself with your name and then your grade?
I'm Sophia Wortman. I am a junior.
I am Cecilia Wortman. I am a freshman.
I'm Hudson Stout, and I'm a freshman.
Woo! Hooray! Welcome to the podcast. What a great time. Okay, so I'm going to start. I have like 3 questions written down, so if I say more than 3 questions, give me some sort of props here. So, first off, why are you in cross country? What, you're running. That's
really
terrifying.
Good.
Why are you in it?
Yeah. Well, we all started in junior high, I think. And then we've always looked up to older kids, and they were having fun, and so we joined cross country because we saw them having fun, and we decided we want to have fun too. And so
you run.
We run to have fun and trauma bond.
Trauma bond?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah.
That's why everyone's so nice.
Honestly, I get from, like, track to cross country every year, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, cross country people are so nice. You know, they're just, oh, yeah, good job, and stuff afterwards. I'm like, oh, you went through the same 3 miles I did.
Is nobody like that in track?
I mean, sometimes, but, like, you can definitely tell who does cross country and who does track.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah.
I'm going to build right off that. How important is community in cross country?
Very big. I don't think really anybody does it for the running.
Really?
Unless you're crazy.
Running sucks. let's just be honest. Who enjoys feeling pain everywhere in your body? Nobody.
I mean, like,
nobody.
Narcissists. What's the masochists? There we go.
I was like, narcissists.
Yeah, but you have to have that, like, a solid team in order to get through that and to break through, like, your mental state. And, oh, running sucks. You can have a team that says, running sucks, yeah, but we're here with you.
Running sucks, yeah, but.
But also, your team is with you.
Yeah.
Trauma bonding.
Oh, that's what you mean by trauma bond. Okay. Sweet. You guys have won, I think, 5 meets, and you got second to districts.
Yeah.
How does that sort of success start to come? I mean, you two are freshmen, and that's pretty impressive. Sophie, you're here too.
Oh, thank you.
But how do you guys, with all of the success of the girls' cross-country team over the years, I mean, you guys have been, the girls' cross-country team has done very well with, you know, Jordan and then everybody doing everything. Do you guys feel any pressure to continue the legacy of the girls' cross-country team?
I mean, sort of. Like, at the very beginning of the year, I really felt a lot of pressure. But then throughout, like, the season, I kind of just laid back and, like, let myself run, you know? And I was like, okay, I don't need to, like, focus so much on winning, you know? I can just focus on running my own race. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't need to run Jordan's race. I don't need to run Cece's race. I just need to run Sophie's race. That's what my dad told me.
You have to trust your training, too. Like, it doesn't matter if you are the fastest person around. In order to win, you have to put in the work, and you have to put in the training and practice, and you have to practice how you're going to perform and how you're going to race. And again, with community, that's a good community will push you.
Mm. Wow. Wonderful.
It's about
answer.
Drive. It's about
okay,
power.
Okay. That's enough. Knock it off.
For me, what's
your mentality?
For me, it's mostly like, I don't really push like, oh, I like our team needs to be better. I mostly like push myself in a way like, oh, I need to be better so my team does better. Like that's how I push myself. And yeah, I don't know.
That's good.
I just tell myself and hopefully I do good.
Yeah. How do you get through 3 miles? What's the thought process? Are you thinking about, okay, I got to run. Or are you just like thinking about, you know, My Little Pet Shop. Wait, what? Give me a second. Are you just thinking about just random stuff? Or is it just running?
I got it all laid out. Okay. So what I found with how I run, the first, like, 800, I'm going, I'm like, oh, I got to run. Holy cow. Okay. There's a person. I got to pass that person. But they're going a little fast right now. Oh, crap. Somebody just passed me. Am I going to catch up to them? I'm freaking out, you know? And that, like...
Wait. Is this the same for you guys for the first 800 as well?
I mean,
no.
Let us all go through our race step by step.
You can go.
Okay, first 800.
CZ.
My first 800, I am... Okay, so the first 800 is where this matters the most, because if I do not get in the top 10 in the 800 in the first 800, I will never be in the top 10 in the last 800. So if I be in the top 10 800... in the first 800, then I could be in the top 10 last 800. And now I have to keep that pace the entire race.
Okay, what's your first 800?
mostly, like, right away, like, when the gun gets shot, I'm like, oh my god, I really need to go to the bathroom. Like,
I really
need to go. But I'm like, okay, I have, like, 3 miles left, so I just, like, I kind of start off fast because I really kind of need to go to the bathroom.
I gotta go faster, so
and
I
then
go to the bathroom quicker.
I eventually slow down, but, like, I'm just, like, you know, just running. I don't really think about anything. I'm more just, like...
Just there?
Yeah, I'm just there. Like, I need to go to the bathroom, and I'm running. Yeah.
Sophie, what's the next stage of the race?
Get into the 1 mile mark. So the next 800, Oh, that's awful. You get to the mile mark and you think to yourself, oh crap, I need to do two more of these. Oh, I'm like one third of the way through. Am I going to keep this pace? Just kind of dead right there, honestly.
Cece, are we dead?
It's mostly like, oh, I'm feeling pretty good. Oh my God, it's only a mile.
Yeah, that's about it.
And then
depressed.
You do feel a bit depressed because it's like, I have to run mile. Two more of these.
If I was in track, I would be done.
But we're not in track, aren't we?
Not yet.
No, track is terrible, apparently.
No.
No, track is great. Okay,
apparently
Hudson.
We hate track. Hudson, for 1 mile.
For
one
me,
mile in.
1 mile, I really don't focus on how far I am. Like, I kind of do, but I'm more just like, okay, who's actually watching me? Where's water? And where are going to be the bathrooms when I'm done?
Still on the same train of thought.
Yeah, I'm more just like focused on that and more just like, like, oh, look at her. She braided her hair different. Oh, like, I don't know. I'm just focused on like that and like, I'm like, okay, my feet kind of hurt. Okay, my side kind of hurts. And then everything kind of starts to hurt. So.
Really in the moment. I like it. What's the next stage?
Just the entire second mile.
The whole second mile?
Probably when you hit the second mile.
You hit a wall at that point. it's like I can definitely feel it. It's like, whoa. Holy cow. I'm like, I go through it and I'm kind of just like in my, you know, like Hudson is the entire time in my own world. And it's like, I like will see my mom and she says something, but I don't register what she says in my brain. And then there's like three people that I can definitely remember what they say in
really?
My race. One is Jason Arns.
Jason Arns.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Was my dad. He like gets up right next to you. Come on, Sophie. So I'm like, oh my God.
Looking strong.
Looking strong. Go get her. It's like, oh my gosh. So it's my dad, Jason Arns, and sometimes my mom when she says the same stuff over and over.
Mm.
Last year.
So if I'm ever saying something, you have no idea what's happening.
I don't even remember you cheering for me at districts. Not gonna lie.
I didn't know he was there until after.
I know. I saw the end and I'm like, Jack, what?
I was cheering very loudly.
Yeah, my bad.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I probably saw you. It's just I don't register in my brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do I even go?
For the 2 mile mark, or like 2 mile mark for me.
Mile two.
Yeah, mile two. Well. Are we doing mile two or when you hit the mile?
Like the entire 2 miles.
You're from 1 to 2 miles.
It's mostly like, oh, I have to keep this pace. This sucks. Oh. This sucks. This is actually not that bad.
This sucks.
Oh, wait, time out. This sucks.
Mile two is normally like where the wind is too, for some reason, on every meet.
And it's like, oh, wait, I have to stick with these girls because I have to use them as wind blocks later on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Your strategy.
It's the worst.
It's all up here. My brain.
Hudson, 1 to 2.
I honestly like don't know. Like now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just like, okay, what do I actually think about? Like
I just
kind of drift off and like yeah, like my like Sophie, like Sophia said, I'm like my own little world, and I'm just like there running.
Yeah, you really do.
And I kind of forget about the bathrooms, you know, and I'm just like. Running, there's people, and I always like try to see, like, sometimes the sun is shining, you can like see the shadows of people are behind you. So I'm always just like, so if I look like I'm side eyeing somebody, I'm not, I'm just looking
behind
me.
You're side eyeing the ground,
yeah. I'm like, you know, but yeah, and like, who am I gonna stick with? I guess I don't know.
Good answer. 2 to 3. Is it 2 to 3 the next one, or
just
like the
mostly
end?
Like
2 mile mark,
like the 2 mile mark to like. The 400 till the end, honestly, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
400 meters, I should specify.
400 miles.
No. Anyways, that point, I'm like, okay, I'm done with 2 miles. I'm like over halfway there. Okay, I can start like speeding up a bit, but not like full out sprinting, you know?
Yeah.
And at that point, there's like a bunch of like the crowd people cheering you on. And so you get that adrenaline rush. So, yeah.
So, wait, Susie.
See, mine is like 3 mile to not so much the 400 mark, but like the 800 mark.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like,
wow.
It's like, okay, I just kind of have to speed up more. And I'm going to push the person that has been using me also as a wind block this entire time. And I'm going to make sure that she starts realizing that I'm going faster and starts slowing down because she cannot keep up with me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hudson, is there anything going on up there?
Kind of. I'm more just like, okay, now everything hurts. Like, my feet hurt, my back hurt, everything hurts. And I'm just like, why do I do this? Like, why do I choose this sport instead of, like, an easier sport? Like, why do I do this? And then I'm like, wait, I'm actually kind of decent at this. That's why I do that. Okay. And then I'm just like, okay, I got to keep up with someone. And then I kind of stick with them. And then, yeah, that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as of right now.
Final stretch.
Ooh. Okay. So like the 400
sure.
at the end, basically.
Apparently for CC it's the 800. So
well,
step up your game.
My bad. It's 400 to the end, depending on the race, because like different courses have different like straightaways to finish line, right? And so I normally try like my full out sprint at 200 to the end. Sometimes 400 if I can't tell if it's a 400 and think it's a 200 on accident, O'Neill. And yeah, it was really I died a lot.
Naming names.
My bad. But yeah, 400 to the end I like speed up, and then the 200 I'm like, oh, fast. So yeah.
Yeah. I really push like at that 400 mark, like, okay, I'm speeding up, I'm gearing up. It's
time
like
to go.
It's like building on, and then just like suspenseful, like, oh, I'm gearing up.
Oh boy.
And then I just sprint, and that kind of sucks. But that's okay, because you just gotta keep going.
Yes.
I got a cough.
Good cough. Solid cough.
All right. Yeah.
Wonderful cough. Hudson, do we get to the bathroom?
At the end, yes. But the last stretch, I always have my dad there because, like, he yells, like, and they definitely, like, tell it's
Nick
him because he's like,
a big one.
Run! And he's, like, yells at me in his deep voice. I'm just like, it, like, wakes me up. And I'm like, okay, I got
to
run now. Like, cause, or my dad's
to
not going to be mad because, you know, I want to make my dad happy. So I'm just like, okay, I got to, like, run, like, really, 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 really fast. So I just kind of, like, kick it in and then kind of slow down a little bit. And then I speed up again. And then I cross the finish line.
Yes,
and then I go to the bathroom.
A finished cross country race.
So the only time Hudson is conscious through this whole race
is right at the end. Yes, exactly.
When Nick Stout tells you to run, you, by golly, you're running.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
he's a real one.
From what I understand, I just overthink everything. Cecilia strategizes everything, and Hudson's just
la 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 la.
Just
I'm
running.
I'm just there. I feel
running
like
very well.
I don't know. And then when my dad yells at me, it wakes me up out of my world. So, yeah, and then I'm like,
bolt.
Oh, I actually got to run now. Well, not actually, but like, you get what I mean.
Comes to.
Now we know. For all those who don't do cross country.
Yeah.
Now they're so much more intelligent. And so much more into it. Okay, I have a question. This one's like, I've actually written down.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm going to be there. This one's for CZ.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
put me on the spot.
You guys can jump in if you want to eventually, but this one's for CZ. Okay? So, you two both, Sophie and CC, for those who can't unsee. You two cannot see because this is audio only. So, you two both have been kind of going back and forth the entirety of the season for who's beaten who, and you've been pushing each other, I'm sure. And then districts, you absolutely dusted her, Cece.
Well, let me just go in a corner and cry now.
For those who don't know, Cece got second. Sophie got ninth.
Ja.
Yes.
Yes.
So you beat her by half a minute, by the way.
Huh.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
That's 30 seconds. So the question is, how does it feel beating your sister? And how does it feel being a freshman and leading the team to a runner-up trophy?
Oh. I never thought about that before.
I know.
Good job, CC.
I would say more like beating my sister. Well, I
destroying
was, but like,
your sister.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not a bad thing for either of us, I feel like. Because we both have been pushing each other a lot. And like being able to be fast, like a good runner, I have to hand it to her, too. Because She has been pushing me, like, since day one. And, like, District has awoken something in me that I did not know existed.
It's awoken the beast.
It has. Like,
oh, really?
I knew that I was a good runner because I was placing at every meet. But then District's really told me, okay, you can push yourself so much more if you really wanted to. And now that I realize that, I'm like, okay, now I can actually push myself. I can work harder to, I could go to state and do possibly very, very well. And I don't know how to feel about that currently, but because so many emotions are going through me right now, and it's...
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Honestly, I feel like what some, like, people don't understand about, like, cross-country and running is that, like, yes, you can run 3 miles. That's not hard. Yes, you can run 3 miles fast, but you need to know your body's full potential in order to push it at its full potential. Like, for instance, some people, like, their very first year of running, they'll run fast and they'll do really good, but they don't understand how far they can go. That's why you always see, like, runners, you know, passing out and stuff like that. But, like,
you get into your head so much.
Yeah, you can get into your head and say, oh, I can't go that fast. Or this person's always faster than me. Like, what if Cece could have ran with Jordan, but she told herself, oh, Jordan's this all-star runner, and I could never keep up with that. Then, like, she would, if Cece was part of, like, a different school, you know, then she could, like, run fast.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, possibly, hypothetically.
All in that mental.
Yeah, mentality.
Wow.
Thanks for your support, Sophia, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. I'm saying...
Okay, continue.
I'm complimenting. Saying you're a good runner.
Continue with the compliments.
Keep going. You got it?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. That's my soapbox.
Kind of building... Like, sorry.
Oh, continue.
You got it. I believe in you. You're the interviewee.
But like... Even Hudson, like, I know you could do so much better. You could be so much better once you unlock the beast inside you. You know,
the
like,
beast inside.
There is something in that girl that will make her run so hard, and she doesn't know it yet.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay. No, Hudson, you literally kept up with me the whole entire race.
Hudson, yeah, that's
legs,
what I told myself. I was like, I'm keeping up with Sophia.
Your hips are up to my rib cage. We all have the potential to do good. Everybody has the potential.
Yeah.
The people who apply it.
Yes.
Are good. Are good athletes.
I want to ask for you two, Hudson and Cece, how do you guys feel about? You guys are both freshmen, and you are of the top three. You're on the district team? You guys are on the varsity district team as freshmen, and you're putting up some pretty dang good times. How does that feel?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't really see myself as a freshman. I still see myself as like a 7th or 8th grader. So, like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just there. Like, I don't really feel anything like, oh, yeah.
Just happening really good.
It feels really good. Like, at districts, everybody season best or everybody PR'd their times. And so, seeing that and, like at districts, I PR'd by 21 seconds. And seeing that PR time, it made me, like, so... grateful for myself and grateful for what my body can do, and like, so I was proud of myself. I was on top of the world.
Unlocked the beast.
It's like a video game.
You've unlocked beast.
That's gonna be a thing now.
Beast mode.
Beast. So BCC. 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 Leah.
Be yourself.
A beast.
But yeah, like, it. Being a good runner feels good, but like having a team that's full of team good runners, that also feels good because everybody pushes themselves.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather run on a team that has a great team environment but loses every meet than a team that wins every meet and doesn't have good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Too.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what does this season say about the future of the Crofton Girls Cross Country program?
I don't know. I think it says something good for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like I said, you two are freshmen. You're going to be running and probably just only getting better.
And hopefully we get some there's some really good junior high kids.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
They're so fun. Really, really talented junior high kids. And that's upcoming, and in 7th grade and 8th grade. And we're hoping to get them on the cross country team and run with us.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for podcasting, fellas.
No problem.
Anytime.
Do you have any final words of wisdom? Any of you?
In a place. In a place where you can be anything. Be kind.
I have that hanging in my room for the longest time. No. Or this one.
I don't want to hear another.
No, this was literally in my room.
What'd you say? Ahem.
Clearing my throat. Hitch your wagon to a star. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
What?
I don't understand it either. I have mine. Wake up and be awesome.
Oh, I think you say wake up drank.
No, that was also hanging in her room, which was yours.
What can I say?
Did you have a light blue wall?
No, I had a light purple wall.
I had the teal wall.
That'll do
my
it.
Whole room was teal.
I
and
currently
pink.
Have a teal wall.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Still in your teal girl stage.
I'm in my teal girl stage.
Do you have leopard print?
No. Oh, I don't have leopard print anything.
I had unicorn covers.
Did you really? I had Mario Kart covers.
I had flowers, and my mom hung these metal flowers on my wall, and butterflies, and my name. And it was a teal wall.
I had a god awful comforter, and the minute I moved
out. Yeah, Holly.
Cecilia chose it.
And the minute I moved out of my room, because I used to share a room with my sister Meredith, the minute I got my own room, Meredith gets a llama comforter, and I'd still get the ugly comforter.
Dang it.
Yeah, I remember Meredith only got that comforter because it came with a stuffed animal llama.
Okay.
The truth.
We need to have a goof off episode.
Honestly.
Just this. Well, anywho, again, thank you for podcasting. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good interview. Wonderful time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great day to be a warrior. Gee, what a fun episode that was to edit. I mean that sincerely. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Croft and Wire podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. I figured out just now that this episode is coming out the day after the 1-year anniversary of this podcast. So, mazel tov, I guess. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook and Twitter. If you want just me, that's at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next episode. It's going to be a good one. Trust me. Bye-bye.